Your lower personality has not known and recognized God and must be brought under the soul's purpose. Any therapy or art of healing which does not begin with the point of view that you are a creation of God will fail you. You will be incomplete without your soul at work in your life. It is your key to happiness. No other relationship can satisfy, because you cannot hide from nor ignore who you really are if you want to be truly joyful. When you agree that you are a soul created by a power beyond comprehension to your mere mortal personality, a power which carries you to wider love and joy, you will begin the healing process. You will begin to feel peace. When you are finally healed of the disbelief and limitation of who and what you truly are, your life will change. And you can then love your brothers and sisters as yourself, for they are like you in spirit. Not in personality, certainly, but in spirit. When you can love and honor the father/mother's creation in you, then and only then are you safe to say you love another. Do you comprehend? Therefore, seek only therapists who have themselves been healed and who come to you from that inner acceptance of themselves as a creation of God. For then they can love you and model what I came to teach. How will you know them? Dear ones, by your sensitivity, by the guidance your soul will share. Let this inner teacher, intuition, or God guide, lead the way. When you finally decide to know yourself as the created soul you are, you will be led to all who will serve you in your full and rich development. You came to earth to live from your soul's level of understanding, and when this occurs you will be the peace of God, and this planet will be transformed by the glow of your light. Blessed are they who thirst applies here. Thirst to become a full-time light of the world, and all else will be added. Are you willing to begin this quest? If so, my heart is open to assist you. You will have strong companions through the depths of that exploration. To bring you absolute success in finding your soul purpose and expressing it, I will give you the perfect guidelines to carry out this divine exploration and encourage you to accept the responsibility for their use. For it is their use which will open the door to a changed life. Please listen exceedingly well as I review these guidelines as tools for God awareness, for enlightenment. 78. 1. To contact the living God within you there must be a daily time of listening established. I have called this experience of quiet listening, meditation. By my definition, prayer is requesting God to do certain things in your life and thanking God for that gift. Meditation is listening, however, and is a different process. There is no schedule or agenda after you acknowledge that you are of God's light, by whatever name you give it then call the light, or Christ consciousness, to be with you, for each must ask to receive it. After surrounding yourself with God's light and love you simply sit quietly to hear, with the inner voice, what is being transmitted. Many from Western cultures are drawn to the Oriental religions because they know and stress how to still the mind. They know how to be quiet and listen. It is vital, dear ones, to acquire such habits, so I have asked you to sit quietly each day, preferably at the same time, in order to establish your own personal channel to your soul and then to God. Then, since habit plays a large part in your life, use habit to establish what is good for you. But separate the time of asking God for what you want from the time you listen to what God would say. These are two different things. I have used the word meditate to mean listening to God. Contemplation may also be a useful word here. Be still and know I am God. Is the way this was previously given in the Bible. That which is called meditation, contemplation, or being still within, is as old an activity as human life itself. In fact, it began as a gift to those with individualized souls so they could stay in touch with the first cause while they were living in the material world of physicalness. Meditation, therefore, is the primary way a human being can find peace of mind and connection to love, to light and to the spiritual sources which are always available to the individual seeking holy guidance. The true knowing of life's blueprint and direction. Meditation begins with the simple act of stopping the everyday activities and sitting quietly, with a salutation or prayer of reverence and thoughtfulness to God in mind and heart. This, combined with quieting of the mind by the natural act of deep breathing until a relaxed state is reached, brings one to the place where God can be known. For the nature of God cannot penetrate into the busy mind. It comes only to the peaceful mind, willing heart and relaxed body. All religions speak of this, the Christian Bible included. By greeting God in love and respect, by allowing relaxation to be deepened by taking 10 to 15 deep breaths and letting go of the busy details of human life, you shift into a place which is refreshing and peaceful. If the mind insists on trying to divert your attention, you simply put your attention on your breath, as it comes in and goes out, for it is the breath that connects your life thread to the Creator's nature while you are here in the physicalness of flesh. Breathe. Breathe deeply and release all thoughts of everything except God and the immense cosmos in which life exists in a myriad of forms and experiments. Breathe. This simple act can be done anywhere, anytime, under any circumstance. There is nothing mysterious about it. You do it all the time unconsciously. In doing the act of breathing with your attention upon it, however, you permit your own soul access to your mind and heart, allowing certainty and clarity to enter your experience. Breath was the gift of God upon your birth into the body. It is yours to use until it is given back at that moment you call death. Your whole existence is based on the act of breathing. Then use it daily, and consciously, to take you home to the parent of us all. In this way do you re-establish the connection of your mind with the source who has always loved you, always will love you, and who has given you this simple procedure for tuning into that unconditional love you long for at the core of your very being. This love is the only true reality. Just as you have your home telephone connected in order that you may call others, on the earth, or they may call you, you may connect to the source, during this quiet time of peaceful meditation, to know the highest and best solution to any life circumstance. This solution will always be in your, and the planet's, best interest. Be assured that this innate gift was provided for each soul's individuality millions of years ago here on Earth. Know also, and without question, that your free will choice to accept God is your lifeline to truth, your helper in every situation. You have not been left comfortless, dear ones, but it is something which you must wish to have and for which you must ask. Is that not simple? If you were starving for food or thirsting for water, what would you do? Let us hope you would ask for help if you could not obtain the things by yourself. By your asking, our help is provided. As director of this life you lead on earth, you may ask or not as you wish. Be assured once more, and with the deepest of conviction, that any words spoken of to God with fervor and clarity will be heard. In prayer, for instance, if you give a heart's longing your daily attention and focus for a period of 21-30 days, you can be sure that it will eventually manifest, unless you refuse to do your part in achieving what action needs to be taken at your end, or unless your soul's pattern would be adversely affected by the fulfillment of your request. Neither can you ask harm against another in your own best interest, unless of course you wish to connect with the black forces which will quickly assist you in that goal for a price, your soul. There are many on earth who by their direct agreement or a lazy capitulation of their inner wisdom have, unfortunately, done just that. Yet even such a detour can be forgiven and the soul return to peace and light through the earnest reverence for God and the will to have love in place of power. For this is the age-old theme with which humanity struggles. The possession of power draws many souls to the mistaken belief that this is the most important aspect of life. But the petty personality's need for power is a substitute for God's power and can never bring satisfaction even if it is temporarily attained. But many there are who must learn this lesson the painful way. The only true, safe power is of God. When you invite this into your life, you will discover the security for which you have longed and the power will be given you to do the desire of a loving soul. God's power through you as a channel of light and peace is the greatest experience possible for a human being. With this pure motive your life will become a heavenly balance of love and wisdom, the hallmark intended for your species. Give thanks, this is the truth, and let your gratitude be expressed in a joyful heart and contented soul. In nearly every major religion of your world, and in the smaller sects, as well, there have been meditation or contemplation practices used somewhere. Therefore, if you belong to a particular church, Find out who practices meditation and learn it yourself. Begin to focus more and more upon this activity, which takes you into silence and direct connection to the God within you. If your church does not focus upon meditation, ask it to do that. Perhaps you can change its focus to meet your own needs. And if it will not assist you in obtaining your heart's desire, explore other institutions which do. As I have said previously, simply group together with other meditators and hold that activity as your personal avenue to God. The point here is not to destroy the churches per se, but to advise them that they must meet your spiritual need to know God directly. If they cannot accept this mission for their members, they will become archaic, of this you can be sure. For this is a golden age, a moment in spiritual evolution which requires change and willingness to surrender your selfish goals for that of God's planetary blueprint. And you can only know God's design as you become still and listen to the hymn of loving direction which is even now forthcoming. Peace, peace, peace. Surely your heart knows this celestial message. Then take the tool of meditation to learn the specifics of how peace is to be accomplished, beginning in your own daily life. Revere God's message and, then as you live it, this true path will bring you across the bridge of higher consciousness to your soul's homeland and to its perfect relationship with our Creator. Please turn to the sunshine of this new time and leave the foggy day of confusion behind. You have a right to live under the warmth and vitality of God's personal direction upon this earth, as well as in the eternal, everlasting life which follows. You need not settle for less when you now know the truth. I can only fervently advise you to become a contemplative person and a consistent meditator, for the very fabric of Earth's existence depends upon having a majority of human beings turn to God each day for the guidance, direction, and spiritual revitalization of love and peace. For when you are surrounded by earthly negativity, how can you be refreshed and spiritually fed every day? Meditation works. Please do this in remembrance of God. Let me repeat this to reinforce its importance. There are many styles or forms of meditation, but a simple one is using the breath to still the mind as you relax into inner peace and let go of earthly attachments. You will receive guidance from your soul, or the many spiritual guides, teachers or masters of the light who serve mankind on earth, more easily through relaxation of mind and body. You will be drawn to the highest relationship possible for you by asking within for inner guidance. At the least you can begin at once to sit still, loving God with all your heart, and breathing deeply until your cares and concerns fall away. This is a natural process, as ancient as life itself, and is foolproof provided you always follow this method. Begin your meditation by acknowledging that you are of the Christ consciousness and by asking that the pure light and love of God be with you. If you are ever contacted mentally by a non-physical being, even myself, challenge it by asking, "Are you of the Christ consciousness?" Every non-physical entity or vibration must answer this question truthfully. On this you can rely. But you must ask. Beings of the light will answer this question joyfully in the affirmative. In the rare event that a negative being should attempt to contact you and you challenge it with the question, "Are you of the Christ consciousness?" there will either be silence or a clever argument which avoids a yes answer. In such a case, simply insist that this energy leave you, and it will be done. Those who love God with pure spiritual intention and commitment are seldom bothered by negative influences. However, anyone who still harbors fear, anger, lust, or the need for power over others could attract those qualities to themselves.